people in San Francisco, kind of little crime syndicates, decided they would come up here and make wine, also take wine and turn it into grappa. There was a lot of money to be made. They would find vineyards that were kind of off the beaten track. One little vineyard they found was near Geyserville. Well, it flooded part of the year, and they loved that because people couldn't get in and out. They asked this family if they could put a still in their barn, and they were going to pay them something terrific, like $500 a month, when $500 was a complete and utter fortune. They brought a still up, and the still was the size of a room. It was like 8 feet by 8 feet. The family was astounded. And they built a pipeline about a mile from this winery where they had a lot of port, under the road, under the train track they built it at night, to take this port to this house where they were going to turn it into grappa. They got all this organized, and they realized there was no electricity to this house. So the guy, this kind of gangster from San Francisco, got his team again, and they like piped, I think, into the AT&T power lines, and they took power and dug it in another mile to this house, and they set up this thing, and it started to roar, and the guy who remembers this was his parents' house said it made so much noise, and it worked 24/7. It was gallons and gallons and gallons coming out of this thing, until one day the gangster arrived and said, okay, I've been tipped off. The prohibition agents are coming tomorrow. The thing vanished in 24 hours.